This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down. Up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com.
Should Jolly's name be added to the show now?
With Ike, Spike, and Fritz and Jolly?
Yeah, I take my name off. Yeah. Whatever, just put him on.
What a debate. If you missed the debate between me and Jolly, you can catch it on the free Odyssey app or the podcast. Just one note before we get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Well, Broads.
Broads is now.
Yes. Broads, I know you're very flustered.
I'm flustered.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry. We'll get to Broads in a second. Actually, bring. Can you just bring Broads up?
Oh, he's there.
I'll tell Broads. So, Broads, I was just debating Jolly, and I was showing Ike. So, I have my original wedding band, and then one that my wife got me 4 or 5 years ago to replace it, like a different one. But I wear the old one on my right hand and the new one on my left hand. I was slamming my hands together so hard that I will show the YouTube folks. I broke the old wedding band in two. Smashing my hands together, debating Jolly. So, if,
wow.
Yeah. So, if my wedding, if my marriage falls apart, you can blame.
Yeah.
You can blame that.
Pretty
debate,
intense
right?
stuff.
Yes,
pretty intense around here.
How we doing, bro? It's Flyers and 50. How we doing, brother?
It is hard to follow that up. So I'm flustered now because I can't win the day.
No.
I gotta say though, Jolly, it's too. It's two, you either win a championship or you are the biggest loser in the history the game has ever seen. And that's where he loses me a little bit. Like, it's an easy side to take. Maury's a bum. And I get it. There's things that rub me the wrong way with Maury. But I don't like the, you either win a championship or you're the biggest stiff to ever be involved in professional sports ever. And that's where Jolly loses me.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what Jolly's standards are.
That's what his standards are. Yeah.
He says 50 wins don't matter, but if you win a championship, like that's like saying, well, 14 regular season wins for the Eagles don't matter. Well, of course, the goal is to win a Super Bowl, but if you win 14 regular season games, you are then set up better to win a Super Bowl. There is a journey involved, and he just skips the journey.
Well, right. Like what I wanted to bring up, but it was too hot and heavy.
It was hot and heavy.
Was Howie Roseman a good general manager before they won the Super Bowl in 17?
Yeah, of course they were. He was.
Now, people would argue against that, saying he didn't win anything. But
well, hold on. So if you would, do you think he was?
Yeah.
You think he was, too? Well, I'm going to ask you why.
I think he became one.
I wanted him fired in 2020.
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. So if you ask him, was he a good general manager before 2017? We live here. I don't think there are a lot of people running around saying how great of a general manager Howie Roseman was until he won.
But you can be a great general manager without winning a title.
I agree.
Well,
I agree with that statement.
Well, and he also conceded you can be a bad general manager and win a championship.
And win a championship, yes.
So if you can be a bad general manager and win a championship, then why is winning a championship the ultimate thing about why Daryl Morey is not a good general manager? Do you see what I'm saying?
No, I totally agree. Yeah. I think you have a very valid argument. Jolly's argument is, from his viewpoint as a fan, the other stuff doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter, yes.
It doesn't matter. The winning is the only thing that matters to him.
And truthfully,
winning a championship,
that is where the crux of a lot of the debates from me come from, are I tend to think about things sometimes.
Practically.
More practically and less passionately.
Yes, for sure.
So, Broads, you are actually going to take place. You're going to take part in Debate Days on Friday.
I'm excited about
this,
Broads.
On the WIP after
noon
show.
Come on, Broads.
You against Morgani about the hiring of Rick Tocchet, whether it is a home run hire. Are you prepared to debate such a legend in Al Morgani as I just did with Jolly?
Yeah, see, that's the problem, is the standard is set so high now. Is it going to reach that intensity where me and Al are ready to drop the mitts? You know, we're going to chuck them, grab the sweater, you know?
Pull it over the head. There it is.
Pull it over the head to the uppercuts. You know what I mean? Hit the sounder, Jack! Hit the sounder!
Flyers in 50 with Hunter Brody.
I need playoff hockey! I'm watching all these teams, Florida, Carolina, Dallas, Edmonton, and all I think about is springtime, the Wells Fargo Center, shorts,
Xfinity Mobile,
music,
Xfinity Mobile Arena.
Xfinity Mobile, the saxophone being played, money being asked for, and everyone rocking a Flyer sweater, and you walk into the barn, and it smells like playoff hockey! You see the ice, it's shining white, you hear the music in pregame warm-up, pucks are hitting the glass, and you go, here we go, baby, pucks dropped, now there's a scrum after the whistle, the fans start to rise, the microphone picks it up, you say, hey, you want a goal? Hey, bud, you want a goal? And then the old Dyer fans start going, wow! A goal! As Matvei Minchkov comes down the wall and snipes it wide for the overtime game winner! That's what I need. I need Flyers playoff hockey back.
I think we all need it, bro.
Holy cow.
Well, sport needs it, too. We got Florida and Carolina in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, two warm weather.
Who cares?
Yeah. Well, the other thing, bro, it's, you know, playoff hockey is awesome. And I'm reminded every year when I'll, because playoff hockey is sort of like default programming for me. If there's nothing else on, I'll always put on playoff hockey. It is a shame that we have not had Flyers playoff hockey.
I need it.
Yeah, I need it too.
I don't know. Would you be able to see? I don't know if you would survive playoff hockey.
Yeah,
bro.
Might be too much.
Could you imagine? Flyers in 50 after a game 3 at the barn, live maybe. Well, it would be the next day. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Yeah, you'd still be there. Yeah. You'd still be at the Xfinity Mobile Arena.
You kidding me?
One quick thing, Broads, before you go, one quick hockey thing. I watched the Maple Leafs lose in Game 7 to the Panthers. Maple Leafs, I believe, have lost 7 straight Game 7s or 8 straight Game 7s. Real shame. Do you ever feel a little bit bad for Maple Leafs fans?
No, it's the gift that keeps on giving. It's amazing. Not so much the Maple Leafs, but I do think that some of the players, you know, individually, it does kind of sting, but it's their fault. Like, Austin Matthews is a 50-goal scorer who can't score in the playoffs. That's a problem.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Yeah, it's the gift that keeps on giving. It's like if Dallas kept losing. Would anybody feel sorry for Dallas if they kept sucking?
No. I just look at Canada. And I'm like, oh, poor Canada. It's their sport, you know?
Well, then root for Connor McDavid and the good old Edmonton Oilers.
Great sweaters, by the way. Both teams, great sweaters.
Great sweaters.
All right.
Great sweaters.
Broads, we will talk to you Friday at 4. Broads takes part in Debate Days. Mm-hmm. It is Broads versus Al Morgani about the Tocchet hire. You better bring it, Broads.
Well, what did you just watch me do?
Yeah,
5 seconds ago.
Okay, when are you gonna?
By the way, how did I do?
You did
I tried
great.
My best to follow up Jolly. And,
are you kidding me?
You know,
come on,
I'm
you
nervous.
Bring. You don't disappoint.
Yeah, and then your argument with Al is going to be like, no worries.
Yeah.
Hopefully, Tocchet's going to be all right.
How do you turn it up against Al? Because he's not really a volume up guy.
No, he's not going to raise the volume.
Yeah,
but you know he's a Tocchetsman.
He's
a Jonesy-sman.
Yeah.
And if I go anti-Jonesy-Tocchetsman, then it's going to be hot.
Well, Morgani's got the Flyers worm. You know that.
I know he does.
Yeah, for years.
He's got Jonesy's worm right in his ear.
Oh, I know.
You guys don't understand how small it is.
Oh, Okay, I'm done.
All right. Do you have a full show coming up here on WIP? What's your next one?
Tonight after final out. So after that's okay. A late Rockies game, but I'll be on after that, probably around midnight.
All right, there he is. There's Broads. Hunter Brody. We all love right, you, Broads.
Yes.
All right, see you, fellas.
All right, Broads brought it.
Man.
Let's talk about our scorching fills.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Has Jackie Baseball.
Now, do I got to yell too?
But,
Yeah.
The five straight!
Five straight!
We're beating up on some garbage.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah, the Rockies are one of the worst teams I've ever seen.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Destiny Legardo asked, who would be the worst Philly that would be the best player on the Rockies? Like in
the, no, the worst Philly that would Rojas be the best player on the Rockies?
That shortstop on the Rockies?
Yeah, Tovar's good.
Yeah, Tovar's good.
Tovar's good. Doyle's pretty good. He's a D2's man.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Worst player on the Phillies? Would it be
Bohm?
Maybe Bomer.
Bohm. Tovar's better than Bohm.
Yeah, Tovar's a good player.
Yeah,
legitimately good.
It's
player.
Probably Trey.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Sure.
Well, Trey, that's a pretty damn good player.
He's a good player.
Yeah, but he's their fifth best player? Are we counting pitchers or are we not counting pitchers?
Not pitchers.
I never count pitchers.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Ike doesn't count big men in his all-time NBA players thing, which is an interesting qualification to have.
Well
it's the Kobe Shaq quotient.
Well, I mean, let's face it. Big men were important 30 years ago.
Yep. Well,
Jokic. I don't know how. Well, it's a pretty good
Jokic.
One. Yeah, I was going to say it's a pretty good one still in the league now.
Well, what is Giannis, a wing or is he a big man?
No, Giannis is a big man.
Yeah, he's a big man.
He's a big man.
Yeah.
So I want to float an idea. And then we got to lay something out for Friday.
Okay.
We got to lay something
Because out. You have an idea. I have a question for you after your idea.
Oh, fantastic. Is it? Okay. Well, whatever.
Yeah.
So the trade deadline, obviously, is 2.5 months away. No.
Yep.
Right? 2.5 months.
Sure.
And so Bryce Harper has said he would consider moving to the outfield if they could trade for a first baseman that only has a year left or less, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that could theoretically open up the market for a rental first baseman.
Yep.
Max Kepler hasn't been great. Maybe put Harper out in left field.
Yep.
You have Castellanos, whatever. How would you feel about acquiring a guy who is hitting .304 with 7 home runs, a .914 OPS to play first base? Does that sound like a good idea? That's on the last year of a deal.
Reese Hoskins.
Come on, man.
Sure.
Bring him back home.
You want to talk? There was a whole article by Tim Kelly today where they asked, like, what makes up a good clubhouse guy? Harper specifically said Reese was great when he was here from that standpoint. Brandon Marsh. Like, it would be such a...
It'd be great.
It's such a poetic moment if they brought Reese back in this thing, let him play first base, let Harper go to the outfield, and make this lineup, which is doing very well right now. Now it's against minor league pitching.
Yeah, but bring some pop back to the lineup.
Patient right-handed bat that has had a great year. The idea of
on an expiring deal,
bringing Reese back.
Then what are you gonna do? You gonna re-sign him?
Nah, you can let him hit free agency.
See you what happens.
Half the year.
Yeah,
just for half the year, I'd be good with Reese.
Yeah, I love Reese. I love Reese when he's here.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of people were more than willing to let Reese go.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Now he hit about 200 last year.
He had a bad year last year.
Yeah, he did have a bad year last year. But I think, look, when you look at what might be available, and they don't want to acquire anybody with any salary, I don't think, unless it's a young superstar type player.
Yeah.
And if Bryce knows that he is only playing left field probably for the rest of the season unless something big changes, I think Reese Hoskins is a good upgrade. Yeah, I'd do it for Reese, too.
I'd do it for Reese.
Yeah.
It could be something heading into the deadline if they need a bat, and it would be he's a mutual option after the year with a $4 million buyout. The Brewers are kind of cheap, so I don't know. Just throwing it out there as a possible idea.
I'm gonna say this. I'm not comfortable with Bryce out there in the outfield.
From a throwing, like what doesn't make you comfortable about it?
The fact that it's going to require more effort to be out there to play defense. And this is a dude at times. See, I feel like at first base, his sort of reckless abandon and no regard for his body at times to put it on the line for the team is sort of controlled over there at
first base.
He's
not going to run into the outfield wall at first base.
He does this in the outfield. He might be out there running into the wall. Like I don't know, man.
See, I'd be more worried about the arm.
That too. Now, one thing I will say, for half a year, I guess I'd be okay with it for half a year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It's a half year.
Like, ultimately, I still want Bryce Harper to be the first baseman.
And he wants to be the first baseman, yeah. By the way. I mean,
he's become a pretty good first baseman,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah. So, on the WIP afternoon show, you can ask your question
just
first.
Just a quick real Bryce thing. Is now that he's hitting well, is the Super Bowl still affecting him, or is it okay now?
Well, it was affecting him when he wasn't playing well, but now that he's playing well, it's because he shaved his head.
Okay.
And I think him shaving his head was in solidarity with Super Bowl.
Okay.
Because Sirianni shaved his head. And I will shave my head if they win the World Series.
Ooh, what if they just get to the World Series?
If they get to the World Series.
You're going
to
shave your head?
For Bryce, yeah.
Promise.
I promise. No.
He's already said it.
Yeah, I will do it.
Let me tell you this. We would be on him so relentlessly, he wouldn't want to shave his head just to get us to stop.
If they win the pennant, I don't care.
Go to the World Series.
Yeah. That's fine.
That's good.
Okay.
And then you don't have to shave it bald, just the buzz cut.
Whatever Bryce got.
Yeah, the buzz cut. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Because you know I'm just looking for an excuse.
You can't wait to shave your head. I don't really want to shave my head. And wasn't willing
to
do it.
I'll let my hair grow.
Oh,
there it is.
Get the cul-de-sac back, baby. Get the cul-de-sac.
I didn't need you to add
that. No, that's my bad.
He's always looking to bury
one line. I think I could. No one's better at going one line too far than me.
Yep.
No one better. All right, so we on the WIP Afternoon Show, we want to make a statement on Friday's show and need to know whether or not people are in or out on the Phillies. Everyone says Memorial Day is when you, quote-unquote, know your baseball team. First NL team to 30 wins, first in the National League East. I think they've so far beaten the fraud allegations. They're going to collapse. That's not happening. And we need to determine on Friday's show if you're in or you're out on this Phillies team. It's been too long.
Yeah, it's Friday at 6 o'clock to me is when the summer begins. It's Memorial Day weekend. We're going to be at the Frank Farley Service Plaza. Yeah. And here's, I think, the rule. Because what I want you to do is put away everything that you believed. You don't have to hold on to that take. Mm-hmm. They're not good enough, blah, 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 blah. But if you don't declare yourself in by 6 o'clock on Friday, if you're in at any other part of this season, you're a bandwagon fan. That's it. And look, if you want to say, look, I don't believe in them, it's fine.
That's fine, yeah.
But in or out is 6 p.m. on Friday. So we will be at the Frank Farley Service Plaza. We'll be taking your calls. We're not going to be on the air tomorrow because of the Phil's Rockies finale.
Well, me and you have leading off.
We have leading, but the show.
I know.
So they won't have an opportunity to call and say that they're in. But you are in, right? Yeah. Ike's in.
I'm in. Yeah. Now, Jack, I'm glad I got in early.
You did. Now, Jack, even though you declared them dead a couple weeks ago, you're in.
I hate the Phillies and I quit on them, according to you. Yep.
But are you back in now?
Yes. I'm 10 toes down.
Ten toes down.
We need Big Joe back.
Yeah, we do need Big Joe to call him.
I couldn't tell if it was fake or not. I mean, I've got a pretty good fake meter.
You know what I think it was? I think it was real that he amplified.
I think he laid it on.
I like it. Yep. 215-592-9494. Jennifer in Tennessee, you're on WIP. What's up, Jennifer? Your monthly call. Oh.
Damn, Jan.
A disappointment. How about Alan?
Ready.
Alan in Connecticut. You're on WIP. What's up, Alan?
Hey, how you doing, Spike?
What's up, Alan? You gotta say hi to everybody, though.
No, it's okay.
How's it going? Spike, Ike, Jack.
There you go.
Yep.
Jolly,
Justin, no, really. Yeah, Buzz, Rod. Yeah.
Hey, so I guess I wanted to push back a little bit on some of the stuff that you were saying. When you said McCain was the rookie of the year, in reality, he wasn't.
Well, in reality, when he got hurt, he was the odds favorite to win Rookie of the Year.
It's the Carson Wentz argument, but I get where you're coming from. But also, Jalen Hurts did not lead the league in turnovers in 2020.
Josh Allen did, yes. But
Sam Howell did, and then Josh Allen, and then Trevor Lawrence, and Jalen Hurts came after that. But I guess
do you think the point stands? Do you think Jalen was elite in 2023?
Well, here's my question.
I just before you ask your question, do you think he was elite in 2023?
No.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
But so here's the question I keep struggling with. It seems like the definition elite obviously means playing at the highest level for the majority of the season, but it also accommodates falling short 100% of the time in championship rounds. Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen in a conference championship have never won.
No, so okay, but see, here's the problem, Alan. Here's the problem, Alan. Their teams have not won. And if you look at Josh Allen's performance in the playoffs and look at the performance of his defense, which, by the way, everyone blames for the 2023 fall apart and for the reason the Eagles didn't win the Super Bowl in the year before. So if you look at how Josh Allen has performed in the playoffs and their defense, who has gotten beat by Kansas City every single time, you will see that Josh Allen's playoff performance is actually excellent. Now, you have an argument with Lamar Jackson, for sure. There's an argument that Lamar Jackson in the playoffs, maybe this has happened one too many times. Mm-hmm. And you're saying, okay, you know, I don't know. But I don't believe, if you look at Joe Burrow, if you look at Josh Allen, and you look at their playoff performances, no, mm-hmm. that their teams have not won the biggest game. But I don't think you go back. Honestly, there's an argument that Peyton Manning is a worse playoff performer than a lot of elite level quarterbacks. But everybody would say he's elite, right? So, like, I guess you're putting more on the fact that the team's won than I am, because you could certainly say if ifs and buts were chips and nuts, we'd all have enough for a party. But if Jalen Carter doesn't get home in that sack and Matt Stafford throws a touchdown pass and the Eagles lose, we're not having the Jalen elite conversation. And to me, if one play by a defensive player can tell us whether the quarterback is elite or not, then maybe your case isn't as solid as you think it is.
But then I would argue this. If Vinatieri doesn't make field goals and win those Super Bowls, then Tom Brady isn't. He doesn't have as many rings.
Sure. Collectively, yes.
Well, yeah.
Malcolm Butler. Also,
you need your other
for sure
to do their job too.
But in those two games, I don't think any of us would say that Jalen Hurts played great in the Packers game or the Rams game. And we're putting, I guess my point is, we're putting a lot of weight on the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl.
But what about the other Super Bowl run?
Well, the run.
So I would say no. What I would say is, even if I agree he didn't play great against Green Bay or the Rams, what he did in the other six wins or four wins, despite those two, should give him a pass. That's more of an anomaly of what happened with him in the postseason versus what has been the norm. His 2022 run, he had a good run to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Outplayed Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl, or at least played him to a standstill, throwing the ball.
Didn't play great against Tampa in 23.
We know the games he didn't play great against. Yeah. My thing is the wins outweigh those losses.
For sure. In that context, it does.
Yeah, because in 23, he didn't have A.J. Brown. He didn't have half his team. Like, you see what I'm saying?
I agree with you on that. What I don't...
His wins should weigh more than what it seems like you're giving credit for.
For sure, but I also think that the wins are weighing more... Like the losses for somebody, like the fact that Josh Allen hasn't won a Super Bowl and Joe Burrow hasn't won a Super Bowl, I don't think is on Josh Allen or Joe Burrow.
But hold on. But Joe Burrow had the ball late in the game against the Rams.
He did.
Didn't get the job done.
He didn't.
If Jalen does that, he's not good enough. He didn't get the job done. So all I'm saying is Joe Burrow had a chance to go win the Super Bowl.
He did.
Josh Allen last year had the ball last against Kansas City.
Yes.
He had a chance.
He had a chance.
So it wasn't that his defense lost the game for him. It's he had the ball, moved the ball to midfield, and then went out on four downs.
They scored, 30 points in that game?
But Spike, that don't matter. If you're elite, you have to have, when you get the ball and a chance to go win, either you do it or you don't.
But
Josh Allen has also lost playoff games at home.
Yes.
To Cincinnati.
Right, a Cincinnati team that went to the Super Bowl.
Sure, but Buffalo was the number one seed.
Yes.
Cincinnati didn't even win their division.
I know, but they also went to the Super Bowl.
Because
they lose to a garbage team.
No, I understand that.
Yeah.
And I don't think Jalen has lost to a garbage team. Not at full strength.
Well, not at full strength. But
he lost two games to Tampa.
Yes.
And then he lost to Kansas City in the Super Bowl because his defense gave up.
Sure.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
So then I would ask again, my argument is whether he's better than this guy or that guy, I'm saying he deserves to be at the table with those guys because he's done something those guys haven't done. Not only has he won a Super Bowl, He's gone to two Super Bowls, and if they are so much better than him that he doesn't deserve to be at the table with them, they don't get the excuse to lose to Patrick Mahomes. That's not an excuse. Like, Manning didn't get the excuse to lose to Brady. You got to go beat Brady.
And you think Manning? There are huge questions about Manning's performance in the playoffs, and especially in the Super Bowl.
No, I'm saying he got solidified once he was able to do those things. What I'm saying is that Peyton Manning didn't get the excuse of losing to Brady. And here's why he didn't. Because, quite frankly, Manning had the better roster. He had the better offensive players.
But everyone would have said Manning was elite at the time.
I get it.
Yeah, even without a Super Bowl.
Based on what? Regular season yards?
I mean, yes. The team was good because of Peyton Manning.
Hey, forget about that. He's the number one overall pick. He should be good.
But he is.
That's fine. But I'm saying, my point is that I don't get where a guy who doesn't have necessarily the same pedigree, who accomplishes the same things, and he doesn't get to be at the table. That's my only thing. He's accomplished more than those guys.
His team has accomplished more.
As an individual, let me see, has he been all pro?
In 2022, he was.
That's a yes.
Yes.
He's been all pro. That's the hardest position to be all pro at.
And Brock Purdy was all pro.
I'm just saying, but it's the hardest position to be all pro at.
Okay.
The quarterback position.
Yes.
That's hard to do. He's gone to Pro Bowls.
Yes.
He's been in the MVP race.
Yes.
He's gone to two Super Bowls.
Yes.
And he's won one.
Yes.
And that still isn't enough to be at the table with those guys.
No. Because
even Lamar Jackson, who...
Lamar Jackson has had enough playoff failures. I agree with you.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson has had enough playoff failures where you could make an argument to me that he cannot play well in the playoffs.
So my only thing is if Lamar is at the elite table, how come Jalen doesn't get to be? And if Joe Burrow is at the elite table, who you could really make an argument that he's had one outstanding year from a team's perspective, the Super Bowl.
Last year he was outstanding.
Yeah, I understand the team didn't even make the playoffs.
Yeah, but they were also outstanding.
The team didn't make the playoffs.
Okay.
Like, it's hard when you're the quarterback if you don't do... Because if you're just giving numbers, you can put up numbers in losses. Like, the numbers, it got to be more than just putting up stats. Like, to me, ultimately, for a quarterback, winning has to mean more than any stat you put out there that's touchdowns, the interceptions, quarterback ratings, all those things. Like, when you're in the biggest games, not to mention his record against those elite quarterbacks.
Yeah, it's good.
Jalen's record against those quarterbacks.
Yeah, but some of those games.
It's pretty damn good.
Okay, but then you look at some of those wins, like the regular season win against the Chiefs. He didn't play particularly well in that game.
I don't even remember.
He did.
The Monday night game.
Yeah, I mean, like. I hear you. I understand where you're coming from.
But he beat Joe Burrow.
He did. He did beat Joe Burrow.
He beat Lamar Jackson.
He did.
He beat Josh Allen. He beat Josh Allen.
Okay.
Oh, you got to look at his numbers in that game.
He played great.
He played awesome.
They don't play against each other.
Yeah, I get that. But that's how do we compare them then?
How they play all year. And I didn't think he played great all year.
So
and
the competition that those teams play against, does that matter?
Yes, but here's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is I don't think he played great all year in 2024. Mm-hmm. I don't think he played great all year in 2023. I don't think he was a rookie in 20. Mm-hmm. He has 1 year where he played great all year. And, like, to me, that's just...
Well, you could say Allen didn't play great in 2023. He led the league in turnovers.
Yeah, but he's... Well, third, I guess, is what he said. But he was...
He had more than Jalen.
Sure. He's had more great years than Jalen has.
Based on numbers.
Yeah.
Stats.
But they're indicative of performance.
He doesn't have more postseason wins than Jalen.
I don't know who has more postseason wins total. I have no idea.
Okay.
Coming into this year, I think they had the same winning percentage.
Jolly's stats are for losers. Yes. So I want to point that out.
Yeah. Well, Jolly has me
on that
one. That's
a postseason win. It's not. That's a stats. It's yards, touchdowns, all of that. All right.
We got to.
Like, you got to judge a quarterback on. Are we past the break?
Wait, just nine minutes. Yeah.
Well, why'd you say anything?
Well, because you're cooking. It was fine.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to hear that. Just say we got to go to break.
We got to go to break.
Say it.
We're going to come back with the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings. You know what, though? The reason sometimes it's hard for me to go to break is that somebody's going to think that I went to break to get out of the argument, and I want to be sure that I did not do
that. That's the truthful answer right there. Don't tell me it's me.
No.
I'm not even looking at the clock.
I'm on it. The Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings are next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.